Chapter 19. Nat scrambled from one cave to the next, calling out in the fragments of gnomish he knew. More than 100 caves dotted the steep hill face. Hollowed holes, dens, cavities, some deep, most shallow. Unless you could fly, it would take at least a day to search them all.
Snargle! Snargle!
His keen eyes scanned for traces of their passing. His nostrils flared. But their scent was gone. Ears peeled, he listened for anything out of the ordinary. But his search had garnered nothing. Coming out of another cavern, he cursed.
Sultans of sulfur!
He glared down at the treetops over 100 feet below. The battle raged on. He struck the rock face with his fist.
Ugh!
Nath's golden dragon eyes popped wide. He poked at the rock with his clawed finger, tracing an abnormal outline.
How'd I miss that?
A gnomish body had melded with the rocks. Two stony eyes gazed at him.
Snarkle?
Go away!
It said.
Go!
It is you,
Nath said, staring into the hardened eyelids.
Listen, Snarkle. You have to come with me. Those dragons won't stop until they have you.
No,
the rock retorted.
You can't stay like this forever,
Nat pleaded.
We can outlast our enemies like this,
the gnome said.
Now go!
Nat stuck his clawed finger on the crystal gnome's nose, applied a little pressure, and said,
I will claw you out of there if I have to.
Snargle's eyes crossed, but his rocky lips fell silent. Nat wasn't about to abandon the gnomes to their stubborn and over-persevering nature now. Barnabas wanted the gnomes back, and Nat vowed to himself that would not happen.
Snargle,
he said,
you must come along. Your kind, my kind, and every kind is in danger. Can you not see that now?
Snargle squeezed his eyes shut. Nat leaned back against the rock wall. He hadn't spent much time with gnomes in the past. He wasn't sure what made them tick.
The people below are giving their lives for you. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
He sighed.
And by the end of the day, I might be dead too.
Good.
What?
Nath turned and glared at the gnome.
What do you mean, good?
Rescue, murderer.
The gnome's rocky lips mumbled.
Rescue, murderer.
Nath popped Snargle in the belly.
Oh!
Well, I'll tell you this much,
Nath said, voice rising.
There's about to be another gnome murdered.
He got face to face with Snargle, buckled his brows, and said in his most threatening voice,
You had better come with me now, gnome. I'm not fooling around.
He drew his fist back, squeezed it so tight that his knuckles cracked, and added,
Don't make me repeat myself.
You're right,
Snargle said, but it was barely audible.
What?
All right, just give me a moment.
The crystal gnome eased out of his spot. In moments, his rocky skin resumed its fleshy form.
Happy?
No, Nath said. Where are the others?
In gnomish, Snargle called out names one by one. They were closer than Nath thought. A few seconds later, they'd all gathered near the ledge. Many remained tucked inside the caves and dens with nervous faces.
Well?
Snargle said.
When are you going to finish off the rest of those...
Dragons,
Nath said. All the gnomes froze, with their little necks twisted up. Nath thought a great cloud had blocked the sun, but the enormous beating of two wings proved otherwise. Eyes to the sky, he exclaimed in awe,
Great Dragon!
Thrashing in the dark smoke, Shum somehow seized the dragon claws, tearing at his throat. The dragon's jaws snapped. Its hind claws ripped through his garb. Its relentless strength pushed Shum's reserve to the limits. Choking, gasping, fighting, he gathered his feet under the grayscaler's belly and launched it into the cave wall. The monster let out a shrill shriek and came clawing after him again. Eyes squeezed shut, Shum's fingers searched through the dirt for his blade. Finding the hilt crafted for his hand, he lashed out. Steel penetrated scale. The beast recoiled with a fearsome howl. Shum forced his way along the wall toward the mouth of the cave, finding the fresh air outside. With blood all over his tattered roaming ranger garb, he backed down the berm and opened his burning eyes, still coughing. Smoke rolled out of the cave, and the grayscaler slithered out, hissed at him, leaped off the ledge, and took to the sky. Shum was glad of it, pressing his back to the rock wall and watching it go upward to join the ranks of the other dragons. Shum gasped. Something else loomed over the top of the cliff. An immense dragon. Dark-winged, bull-horned, and bull-necked. Its iron hide was many shimmering colors. Plated bronze scales covered it from neck to belly. Its oversized claws were the biggest Shum had ever seen. It opened its great mouth, wide, and let out an ear-splitting roar that shook the valley. Nothing moved until the humongous dragon's neck stretched out. Its piercing eyes scoured the green channels below, a huge dragon eye fixed on Shum. Intelligent, cunning, burning with evil, Shum's heart raced. The dragon's eye drifted away, and Shum's gaze drifted back, eyes probing the monstrous beast for weakness.
There seems to be none. But if it can breathe, it can bleed.
The feline fury, a monster with the face of a great cat and the body and wings of a dragon, had disappeared. Hoven spun his horse around full circle, with his great spear lowered. He sniffed the air, perked his ears. But the monster, bigger than his horse, had simply vanished.
Nothing moves that fast, except magic.
With a gnawing feeling in his gut, he galloped back to the rest of the party.